It's Acadiana Matters. I'm Sean Murphy with Catholic Charities of Acadiana, Ben Broussard. Ben, it's been a really eventful couple of weeks.
So we're coming to the end of the summer, and we all saw what happened with the Guadalupe River in the Texas Hill Country. It's going to be the biggest story of the summer.
Oh, yeah.
It's absolutely awful. I mean, this was the night of July 4th. It happened at 4 o'clock in the morning. For those who don't kind of hadn't caught up on this, the Guadalupe River, because of some flash flooding, rose almost 35 feet in 45 minutes. It's something we're not used to here in South Louisiana. We understand flooding. We all remember the flood of 2016.
Right.
But a wall of water, really, that's what it was described as. When you're in the hill country, which we don't know what the hill, not hill country here in South Louisiana. We don't understand just the physics of it. The water has to go somewhere. And right. When you're in the valley, valleys usually become the riverbed. It's raining everywhere else. The water's got to go somewhere. And I think that it was remnants of a tropical system that just sat over that hill country and dropped. And unfortunately, it dropped at 4 o'clock in the morning, and it caught so many people by surprise and just absolutely awful.
Yeah.
The amount of suffering and the loss of life in that area, my heart was broken, and it broke every day. You'd watch the news and it just got worse. Here we are probably 3.5 to 4 weeks later. They're still in recovery efforts right now for those who didn't survive it. We reached out to our Catholic Charities partners in that area. And that's the thing about the Catholic Charities Network, is that every diocese, every area has a Catholic Charities agency. And so there is beauty in that network.
Right.
We've been a recipient. We know what it's like to go through natural disaster, whether it's a flood or a hurricane or a tornado. And we know how beautiful it is to have your neighbor who wasn't impacted
Right. Reach
out to you and say, hey, I know you are going through a really hard time right now. What exactly do you need? And that's the same thing we did. It was just reciprocal. We reached out to our friends in San Antonio and we said, hey, we hear about the loss of life. We also hear about people who have lost their homes and the flooding and all the things. Tell us exactly what you need, and we will be a neighbor to you. Like, we're going to do it for you. We will hold a drive and drive for the specific things that you need. And they said, Ben, here are the things that we need. There are people who are cleaning and mucking and gutting. And so we need the black trash bags, and we need the cleaning supplies, the paper towels, all of that kind of stuff. Also, there are so many people here who lost everything. And so we need the diapers. In any disaster situation, a gift card,
Yes. Like
a $25 gift card to Walmart or to Lowe's for a disaster case manager who's helping you with those immediate needs.
Right.
That is often something that is great for that, you know, deployment. That's what we did. We put together a one-day drive a few weeks ago, and it was 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the afternoon. Fit the model that we did last year when our friends in North Carolina and Florida were dealing with Hurricane Helene. We know that in disaster, when you're trying to respond, it is such a wonderful thing for somebody to say, this is exactly, you know, what I'm doing for you, or asking you, what do you need? We also know what it's like when you get that mystery 18-wheeler that shows up and you don't know that it's coming and you don't know what's in it.
Right.
And then you open it up and it's a bunch of things, like well-intentioned things, but it's things that you just don't have room for or don't need, and those things. And so being that good partner, we did that one-day drive for those specific things. And Sean, like, Acadiana not only was listening, I feel like Yeah. They shared the heartbreak. The messaging effort worked. Not only did you have a captive audience, you had people that said, I'm seeing this, it's getting worse every day. I'm working and have kids and have a job and have business and all those things. I can't put on my boots and load up my truck and go and help. But what can I do? the people who drove through, and they, I'm telling you, it started at 7 o'clock and it did not, like, it was a constant flow of people. So many people that we knew, so many new friends. It was people representing businesses and church communities. There were schools. Turling showed up in a bus full of people with a huge wow. trailer. There were pastors from faith communities all across Acadiana that were just like, hey, this is an easy thing yes. that we can do. I'm picking on our friends in Milton, St. Joe's in Milton. We're like, we're going to do brooms. So awesome. Like when you come to church this weekend, everybody bring a broom. Like the collective impact is just remarkable. At the end of the day, we were packaging things and palletizing things and wrapping things and inventorying things all day long wow. to make the trucking effort and the deployment effort as easy as possible. But we had a real good gauge. At yes. the end of the day, we had 92 pallets of items that we specifically asked for because of Acadiana's generosity. It blew my mind. It was absolutely amazing. And now setting up that trucking effort to get those things into the hands of our disaster partners who can then set up the deployments through the disaster case coordinators and through the wow. either church parishes or deployment sites, distribution sites throughout the area. Yeah. What a great model. This was a great way to provide real, tangible, helpful help. Walking out and talking to people in the cars.
Yeah.
There were people who were in tears. There were so many people who came to me and said, I went to those camps as a kid. Oh. I have friends who live in that part of the world. They had friends who worked at those camps. Like, I know it's San Antonio and I know it's 7 hours away, but y'all, like Destin, Florida is 7 hours away. Like, that's close. It's right there. It's easier for us to feel like, oh, we vacation in Destin. Like, San Antonio is right there. Right. That hill country is right there.
Exactly.
Like, they are our neighbor. And we were so grateful to be that conduit for the compassion of Acadiana.
All right, I've got a question. What does all this look like in trucks?
So your folks who are in trucking listening right now, they might say, hey, you know, if you were to stack them, you know, you could fit more. But most of the things that we had to palletize and then to wrap, you can't stack them. So right. it's basically 25 pallets per tractor trailer load. And so this would be at least four trucks from our area. But the beautiful thing, and I know I spoke earlier about the Catholic Charities network among yes. agencies. The old saying is, if you've seen one Catholic Charities, you've seen one Catholic Charities, because all of them are so different. The Catholic Charities agency here in Acadiana, so yeah. Catholic Charities of Acadiana,
right.
Finger quotes, we would have a really heavy focus on hunger, homelessness, and poverty. And then you've got disaster, which really, you know, is that poverty track and possibly, you know, the homeless track. But then in a big city, you might have more like counseling, disaster case management. It's different everywhere. Within the network that we have in Louisiana and Texas, they all kind of jumped on board with this idea of an item-specific drive as well. It's astounding. Like, between Acadiana, Lake Charles, Beaumont, which mm-hmm. are friends right there in Texas, Houma, Baton Rouge, these agencies all kind of pulled together and they leverage their own networks to do the same thing. And so at the end of the day, we've got over 175 pallets of items, almost $35,000 in gift cards broken into those increments where a caseworker can use that to meet those immediate needs, to provide some relief in that immediate need while we're waiting on maybe other forms of help. Also, I'd say a couple $100,000 in money just raised
wow.
that would then go on to help that long-term recovery effort. And Sean, you and I have talked about long-term recovery.
Yeah.
When a disaster of this magnitude happens, this is your Superstorm Sandy, this is your Katrina. For that area,
right.
it's just as bad. And so this is a disaster that long after the cameras have gone and the 5:30 news stops talking about it, they're going to be digging out and they're going to be rebuilding. And the long-term recovery effort is a marathon. It's grueling and it's usually underfunded. Right. Helping put people's lives back together, helping to fill the gaps. I think about the people who lived in that part of the country. A lot of them that were impacted by this, not all of them, but a lot of them, they lived in RVs, they lived in mobile homes. Often, someone who lives in a mobile home, they don't own the land that they live on. And so when the home is demolished, when the home is gone, there is no asset to go back to. There is no option. In that sense, like, I'm grateful for the outpouring of compassion nationwide. I know that the Community Foundation in that area has raised so much money, and that's where it needs to be, because a community foundation, whether it's the Community Foundation of Acadiana, they are going to work with the local partners who are doing the long-term recovery work in the grant-making process to help them do the long-term recovery. And so I often think about a disaster like this. You have that front end, you have the response of people who are coming in to help in the beginning, but really, man, the long-term effort, it goes out years and years. There are still open cases right now, Hurricane Katrina. And Katrina was, so we're 20 years this year. There are still cases open for Lake Charles, and Lake Charles seems like a lifetime ago.
Right.
Laura and Delta, these are two storms that hit. These were Category 4, Category 2 storms that hit within 30 days and 13 miles of each other. That was 5 years ago, when everyone else has gone on to, life goes on. It's like when you have a death of a family member, sometimes it's like you're still in it.
Right.
But everyone else, it feels like, moves on. And I get it. It's the way the world works. But kudos to Acadiana, to Louisiana, to this area for pouring in to our neighbors next door.
One main goal.
Yeah.
One main goal. Take care of our neighbors.
That's it. To the church parishes, to the schools, to the church parishes, to the schools, to the businesses who did drives, almost like smaller drives that culminated on the day of our big drive. It was like many hands make light work, you know?
Right.
But it was beautiful because not only did we amass a large amount of things that will be very helpful to those who are digging out, but it gave a real tangible sense of that school, that church, that business, or that family, of feeling like they did something meaningful.
Kudos to all the volunteers, because that is one of the things that I heard with everybody in line, bringing all these supplies, that all these hands on board, unloading the supplies from the trucks, the trailers and everything. You can't do it without the volunteers. Yeah. And that has got to make you feel amazing, too.
Yeah, yeah. My wife was there. So she's a teacher. She's a teacher. And so she was available. She jumped in about 12 o'clock through 4, and she brought my youngest son, and there were a lot of his friends were there. And like, I know that he mentioned early on, he was like, but what if like my friends don't have a good time? What if this isn't like, what if they don't like, I'll tell you what, they loved it. Serving is a blast. It's a blast, especially watching these kids, these younger volunteers, take ownership. There was one that was out there like directing traffic, and it's like, in what other world, in what other place in your life do you get to do that? But maybe what they couldn't put their finger on and what they couldn't own at the time was that when you're doing something meaningful, it is good, it's fun, it's right, it's just, it's ordered for you to do something meaningful.
Exactly.
It's like after you've been, you know, playing video games for 5 hours, you kind of feel like you're like, what did I just do for 5 hours? When you're doing this, you're serving. You're doing something that is truly helping somebody. You're like, that was fun. Taking a day like that, which you don't have days like that often, and building that into another way to serve, whether it's serving at St. Joseph Diner, serving at FoodNet Food Bank, or finding other ways. Right. Looking around your world and finding something that you can do that has nothing to do with you.
So, Ben, I'm going to ask, what is the next step? What do we do next?
Next step, we're working with our local trucking partners to, hey, let's get all of this stuff there now. You have to think about your actual receiving partner to right. make sure that they're ready for it. And so it is a systematic process of getting these things to them so that they can deploy them and use them. That process has already started. It is still hurricane season. We're getting toward kind of the meat of hurricane season. Finding a way to get yourself trained to be of service in natural disaster. Saturday, August 23rd, we're hosting a disaster training at St. Mary Magdalene Church in Abbeville. We invite the community to sign up, come and spend a morning with us to learn these specific disciplines of how we are useful in disaster. Whether it's doing a disaster assessment, which is really the first thing we do after a disaster happens, we go, we meet the homeowner, we take pictures, we're there with them. We are, right. we are really visiting with the survivors and then figuring out what's what. And that's what that disaster assessment is for. And then from there, learning how to do a proper muck out, learning how to gut a home, learning how to use a chainsaw or apply a tarp to a roof to, right. to help minimize future damage from moisture. We're having that disaster training. It is free. And really what I feel like when I think about a disaster training, disasters happen and we are in a disaster prone area. When you are trained, you feel confident. Mm-hmm. You feel like this is something you can do now. Whether you're trained and ever serve with us or whether you train and you end up serving on a regular basis with us, it's just good to be trained. It's yeah. good to have the knowledge to know what you can and what you can't do and maybe what your skill set or what your thing is going to be. Responding in disaster is a big thing within Catholic Charities, within our network, just because, yes, we live in a disaster-prone area, but, man, this is how we can be church, be community, go outside our comfort zones to be a real, tangible assistance to our neighbors. Especially what we know about disaster is that the poor, the impoverished tend to suffer at a disproportionate level in natural disaster. There's a part of our population, disaster is an inconvenience. For the other part, it's something that they need help and they need the community for. And so be trained so that you can be of real help and real assistance.
What do we need to do? Tell me.
CatholicCharitiesAcadiana.org to register for that free disaster training on August 23rd. There's a banner at the top. Click that. We will see you there.
Ben Broussard with Catholic Charities of Acadiana.